Blessings Expressed Woman. Welcome to your daily practice to remember your divinity. This is an invocation for you to remember your truest nature, which is liberated, sensual, worthy of opulence, of decadence, of romance, of eros, of passion, of pleasure, of life, of the human experience, worthy to receive blessings, to receive miracles, to receive magic, to live with an open heart and an expressed voice, and a soul that dances with the divinity of who you are. This is an invocation for you to stand in your power of who you truly know yourself to be, or who you know that you are becoming. Listen, take a deep breath in and a full breath out. And as you sigh your breath out a few more times, notice how this breath lands. What do you sense in this sigh? What is this sigh? What is she expressing to you? What does she feel like, this sigh? Is it a soft landing? Is it a collapse? Is it sensual? Or is it tired? And let all of it be okay. Let all of it be how she is today. Let how she feels be accepted and acknowledged. The first step into being fully expressed is being fully aware of the different emotions and feelings that she has each day. Because this is wisdom. This is wisdom for how to tune into her needs. Because the fully expressed woman is all the things. She is radiant. And she also has her moments of cocooning and hibernating and being so soft and slow and private and internal, so then the next blossoming can be even more grounded and rooted in a place of revival that she's coming into this truth and expansion. So connect with this breath for a few more rounds of sighs, and let this invocation be a practice that is a new habit of slowing down. And at any point in your day and you need to just come back and tune in, this is what you do. Hand on heart, or belly, or womb, or both, and take a moment to breathe. It's that simple, my love. It is that simple. Just come back. And we tune into the energy of unwavering love and acceptance for what is coming through us. And we make space, we declare through our heart, through our intention. I'd like you to repeat after me when you are ready with a deep breath in. I make space for myself. Say that again 3 times to make it known to the universe. Inhale. I make space for myself. I make space for myself. I make space for myself. And then a deep breath in and hold your breath. Hold that breath, that's so ripe and so full. Hold it for a moment. And then sigh that breath out. And notice how you feel. And that is the simple practice of tuning in to where you are and making space. So now in this moment, I invite you to journal. I invite you to get a new journal, actually, for these next days together. Unless you have one that you've been using for a practice like this that's really devoted to your expression. But otherwise, you get a fresh journal, one that really embodies your essence, and a piece of paper, a blank sheet in this journal. And you write on the top, I make space for myself. And a question, what is needed to move so I have this space for myself in these next days together? And see what moves through you. What might need to be shifted so you feel more free to do this, work. Maybe it's setting aside some time in the morning or the evening just for you. It's time in your calendar. It's uninterrupted. The phone is off. There are no distractions. You are in a place with altar, candles, sage, Palo Santo, dimly lit, dreamy vibes, pillows, sheepskin rug, whatever it is that makes you feel cozy, decadent, alive. And write down whatever moves through you. And this is a practice that I invite you to come back to every day with different questions. Perhaps the same, how do I create more space today or in this moment within myself to express? Or ask a question, what needs to move through me today in this moment? Or where am I holding back? Or where is my next invitation to be more fully expressed and be more fully alive, be more fully radiant? What is this invitation asking of me? How can I leap into it with more courage, with more willpower, with more devotion, with more grace? Where am I asked in my life to feel more graceful, more elegant? These are examples of questions to come back to. And we'll walk through some of these together in our daily practices. But for now, this invocation is here for you to start journaling. Make space. I make space. I make space for myself. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. I love you.